Mishra holding in Simon Shin Samach Beis. Sefer Aleph, Mishra Bura, Sefkatan, Samach Hei. So we said that if the if one of the or both of the placement of the crossbeam on top is placed set on the top and on the side, it's no good. Okay. In Hemin Kala Elfa Tachas Eza Mokim Shahayim in Atzad is kosher. So I have a situation.
Samachin in the Mishnah Berurah.
I have a situation where I place the cross beam is touching not on the top and on the side, but I can put a different board underneath it.
Page 437.
And with Gurasik, it's under the string. So that will solve the problem. But we come back then people don't necessarily realize that. They think that you're relying on the top one on top, which is min atzad, which is possible. So if you have an option of removing the one which is problematic, it would be preferable to do that in order not to make people mistakenly believe that that's acceptable. Okay. Okay. The side posts have to be strong enough to be able to support a door. Even if this door is only going to be made out of straw or gemmi, which is very light, there's a certain amount of weight that it's going to generate. So the side post has to be strong enough to be able to support that. He's going on the top. Some of it was going on the top. The top string has to be. It can be even made out of, gemmi. It has to be strong enough that when the wind blows, it will not be not blow it away. Now, see the. There's two ways you define blowing it away. One is that it's actually totally blown away. It's broken. The other one is that it's going to move it. So
essentially, move it out of position.
Right. So right now, so it has to be strong enough. It's not going to tear. It has to be strong enough that a ruach mitsuya, it's not going to be moved out of position. What that means, you have to define. Okay. Okay, so the Master Shekel says that like this. The side ones cannot move, the wind can't, they're not acceptable if the wind moves them. So if they will move in the wind, they're possible. But the string on top, he cannot be totally destroyed by the wind. That's a problem. But if the fact that it moves in the wind, that's not a problem. The Iker Mechitza are totally b'shnei akonim oimdim min atzad. The main Mechitza is the two side posts. This is the opinion of the Master Zashekel. However, he says, Yesh min achorinim, Shalpirim is out, there's a Mishnah Yaakov, which is Machmer, on that. The two it has to be taught to the extent that the wind will not be able to cause it to sway from side to side. And if not, he holds it, it's considered Piskei Shamoya, and the whole thing is possible. So he says the same way a person would make an actual doorway, your top piece is put on strong enough that it's going to stay. It shouldn't be swaying in your average wind. So the reason why we call Tursa Pesach is that it requires and has to have that form. It generates a status of a mechitza because it has the form of a doorway, which requires it to be able to be stay stationary. Now, he doesn't. Now, take a look at the Sharet Siyum in Nunvav. He says another argument. If the person will not pull it taut, there are multiple issues. So if it's going to once it's not taut, the natural thing is gravity is going to pull it down, and you're going to get it's going to sag in the middle. So he holds that the sagging is a problem.
The eagle. So that means at some point it would sag too much, but some sagging is okay.
Well, we have to find what eagle means.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Is an eagle a circle?
Eagle just means any type of curvature.
Oh, so it means essentially it's a curve.
Correct. Okay. So, the one issue he holds at Pesach Shemoy, again, you wouldn't make your door, your lintel on top is not going to curve down because it would block the door. So that's
okay. Go back to nechaf lamata. So that's sagging.
Right.
But since he also adds on the eagle, that sounds though some sagging would be okay. But
I don't think it, if I recall correctly from the tshuva, I don't think it, he basically says it has to be perfectly straight.
Well, I remember we checked the
Eruv. I understand that this is not the Mishkanos Yaakov. You ask him, Mishkanos Yaakov says it has to be perfectly straight. Yeah. So he holds it. It goes into Pesach Shemoy. That's number one. He argues that if you're two side posts, or here, the same way you can't put it here, it's min hatzad. So when it goes down, it's not on top. So it's equivalent to min hatzad. So even though it's on top, but at any point it's going down to the point that it's no longer equivalent to be above the post. So that's equivalent to min hatzad as far as he's concerned. And then he has this third issue, which is if it's loose, so the wind will sway it. So then it's not considered between the two posts. So anytime there's a wind which will cause it to sway outside of it. So if you have a wide, your side posts are wide, that's not a problem. Because even if it sways a little bit, it'll still be within the frame. So theoretically, you picture you would have a very wide door frame, but a small lintel on top. So the fact that it moves here or there, it's still within the frame. But if you have a narrow, you're dealing with, if the whole post is only this big and it sways a little bit, it's no longer. So here, that's a problem.
It essentially no longer has the frame of the form of a frame.
That's what he holds. Yeah.
And then he says, if the wind dies down, it will go back to where it was originally, or is it just if it moves it quote unquote permanently?
No, even if any time during you want to be carrying, it moves out for that moment. It's not a valid error. Uh-huh. So even if theoretically in a Ruch Mitzuya, it's not a problem. So we would call it a valid error. If even a Ruch Mitzuya is going to move according to him, then it's not a valid error at all. Because that's a mechitza which can't withstand a Ruch Mitzuya.
Okay.
But if it's in a Ruch Mitzuya, it's going to stay put, but in a Ruch Shein Mitzuya, it moves. So for that moment, it's a problem, according to him. So he's very machmer on. So it's interesting, for example, so the three reasons that he gives that he calls it Piskei Shamoi. He calls it's not. It's called min. It's not min atzad. It's like equivalent to min atzad. And because there's a sway which it generates. So your telephone wires, the sway issue is you're not worried about them. They're not going anywhere, even though they sag. I mean, they want to sag. They don't want to put them taut because that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the supports. They bedavka sag, but they're not going anywhere. They're heavy enough, they're not going anywhere. So you don't have that issue. But the potential issue of Piskei Shamoi, according to him, he holds it there a problem. And the equivalent of min atzad, he also held it there, but then min atzad. So according to him, the only way you can make an eruv is by having it perfectly taut.
He was never asked to check the community.
What?
He was never asked to check the community.
Well, he basically paskled during average community a year. So this is a long tshuva from the Mishkas Yaakov, which he has multiple arguments. Beis Ephraim has a counter tshuva, or multiple counter tshuvas back and forth between the two of them, where he basically is Beilitz Toiv. Be out the Erevin which we use, so Beis Ephraim being from Galicia and the Mishkas Yaakov being from Lita, you see the different approaches of the Poskim. The Ungarish Poskim were much more makel and Yoni Erev than the Litvish Poskim. It goes back already to the Mishkas Yaakov. Mishkas Yaakov was the Talmud of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So
this is like mid-1800s?
Mid-1800s, yeah. So that's when the telegraph
basically came into being.
Right, so that was one of the... He held you couldn't use telegraph wires because of this issue. I mean, multiple issues. So he basically wrote off the future of all community erevin at that moment.
So were there erevin in Lita? Before the war?
There were.
They were probably made out of... I would assume they were made out of real walls.
Time told me that every shtetl had an erev.
Every what?
Every little... Those little towns had an erev. But they were made, you know, they would make source of essence. The whole shtetl wasn't so big, you know.
And then the shtetlach weren't really there before the war. As
what?
Back to the World War One.
What?
Plus World War One, shtetlach were basically dying at any of the issues in the cities.
Yeah.
After the First World War.
So even said even the cities they had. Yeah. How they made them, I don't know. Okay. Now, one thing which we haven't talked about was the issue of... So we talked about the issue with the holes are upright, but the one's higher than the other, one's taller than the other, so you have an issue of an angle. Theoretically, you have an issue where the poles themselves are not vertical. The poles themselves are at a slant. And you could have multiple cases. They're a slant this way, they're a slant that way, they're a slant this way. Right. So here's the... If you picture that here, if this is the end of the Mavi and they're slanting out, so your source of Pesach is being created out here, which is not by the Mavi, right? Theoretically, you have a case like that also. So the question is, so if my pole was at a slant, so here's 10 Tfachim, so where is the true point of the Erev? You say, well, the main definition is 10 Tfachim high, and then I Gulasik is straight up, it doesn't continue on its land, right? Or is it the pole? So in a scenario where it slants outwards and here is here, so we say either it's on top over here or it's above over here. But in a scenario where it slants like this and here's your string, so if this is all one unit, it's on top of the pole. If the unit ends here, so here's the top of where the pole is, string is supposed to be, and it ain't. It's, right? So, see, this scenario, the poskim say everybody's masan that it works. In this scenario, there are some poskim which tell us a problem. Maisa minigalim is to be sort of, yeah, we look at the whole thing as is, as long as it's, so the fact that it's not straight, as long as it's one unit, it's okay. When it's made out of multiple units, that becomes a little more of an issue. You have multiple boards that you're attaching together, and they're at a slant. So some...
Isn't the issue, or maybe I'm wrong, isn't the issue that it be, what is it, 10 tefachim high at a minimum? As long as it's more than 10 tefachim high, and there's a maximum, right? There's no maximum. So it could be 100 feet, it could be 200 feet up in the air, and it doesn't matter?
Correct. We don't care about that.
Huh?
As long as it's 10 tefachim high.
So then what difference does it make if it's 10 tough? In other words, if you're saying it's on a slant, and let's say 10 tefachim is here, as long as the cross beam or the string or whatever is here...
Yeah, but the problem is, what do you do when the string is here? So if you measure the true mechitza, as far as we're concerned, it stops at 10 tefachim, then you go to asik. So here's where the string has to be. There's no string there. The string is here.
So you're saying that that's a problem?
No, I'm saying it's a mechitza.
You could argue this is probably what we saw yesterday. If you have a notch on top and you embed it in, and it's within it, it's what do you consider the machikas? Is the machikas the top of the thing, or is it
exactly
sort of the inverse of that machikas?
Well, it's not really a machikas, it's a source of pesach, no? I mean, how do you.
The source of same, but there's a din of gudasik right over here. Gudasik has to be on something which is considered halachically some form of a. The building process.
Yeah.
So then I say good asik goes straight up. It doesn't
go on a slant. Okay, I get that.
Right.
So
the fact that I extended the pole further, is that important or not? So the main point, you know, the top point of the actual pole or not, which is what we discussed yesterday. This is the inverse case of that. The question do say in a case where you have a movie and it extends out where you got a problem. It's that inward, so just you can't carry past where the string is. If the side post is made out of multiple pieces, this gets involved in this concept called Pesach Shamoy. The Gemara says if you make a Pesach in a strange fashion, that people would not make. There are side posts of the leaving materials aside for a second because we're making all the materials, but if it's like multiple pieces or it's like this type of thing, the more certain cases where it's like it's called Pesach Shamoy, which means a false Pesach, people wouldn't make a doorway like that, so it's not valid. So some place can hold, you can't make it out of multiple pieces. I remember when the Tel Zerah we had one place where it was made out of multiple pieces. And an expert in Erevin came to visit, and the Shkiach of Yeshiva, who was a Pesach in his own right, took him around, and I was the person who checked the Erevin in those days as a Bacher, and I went with them. So we got this, that's Pesach Shavuot. Like, that was like, you know, like, that was his immediate reaction. It's two pieces, it's Pesach Shavuot.
How do you translate it again?
Pesach is a doorway.
Yeah.
Shamoy is it's one shot of Rashi said Shmoma. It's a desolate doorway. It's not really a doorway. You wouldn't make a doorway like that. It means you don't make a doorway like that. So those are all scenarios where you have your Pesach Shamoy issues. So he held as long as it touches. So there's no din of Lavud. Or even though Lavud theoretically closes the gap, but that's definitely Shamoy. So you have one piece and then you have a gap and another piece. That was the problem with Shamoy. That's what my Rebbe said. But as long as they're touching, he held it was fine. You make a doorway, sometimes it's a tall doorway, you'll use two pieces of wood for the side posts. So you didn't see that was a problem with Shamoy, but they have to be touching. We'll see a scenario later on which seems to be mapped even in the case of Lavud. Okay. Sifted base. Kippah. So kippah means over here a dome, but it's not referring to a full dome. It's referring to an arch. Here is shar ha'osik kippah. You have the gateway, the access way of going in, which is an arch. Okay. So we're discussing over here not the top part. We're trying to figure out: do we have a valid side posts. So if it's you picture the archway by in St. Louis, archway to the west, right, it starts slanting immediately. So if Yesh Braglea, the Hainu Kadam Shah Hiskal Hizag, Sarat Wachim, Materis Mishum Sursa Pesach. If the bottom 10 Tvachim are upright before it starts to curve, so it goes like this, and then it curves, that's fine. But if it's already curving from the bottom, the Mechaber says that's a problem. Okay. Samazayan. Kadam Shiaskal Hizag. The problem is, what's the problem? And I told you, I don't mind if I post it on that slant. The problem over here is, where does the side end and the top start? So, you have to have side post, and you have to have a top, you have to cross beam. So, if it's in a full, if the whole thing is arching, it's slant the whole way, there's no point where it's in the side post ends and the crossbeam starts. So it's all crossbeam, as it were.
It's essentially all one piece.
But if even if it's one piece, it doesn't bother me, but if it goes upright first and then it curves, so I say, well, that upright of 10 tefachim is your side post. And now the curve afterwards is accepted. So over here in the Mishnah of Tirshah, they bring that here. So the first scenario, so we say that you have uprights, then you have this curved arch. So the Chazish in this case is kosher. The Ritva hold it's not.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because there has to be a straight point for it to be considered a valid crossbeam, according to the Ritva. The fact that there's a curve on the bottom doesn't bother me.
It's
not considered a hefsik. The curving part is not considered a hefsik, so the straight across, according to him. But you have to have a straight across. So in this case, there's nothing straight. This is not a valid. Which is one of the rayas that the Mishkas Yaakov brings. If this is not acceptable, then if it curves down like this, also shouldn't be acceptable.
That would logically follow.
Which is why he holds it. There's a sag in your rope. You got a problem, right? So the Chazish holds this case is kosher. The Ritva holds it's not. So he, that's one of his rayas is the din of kippah. That according to the Ritva, it's problematic if it's curving up. It's a problem if it's curving down.
So what about that last case?
So last case.
There should be mutter because I can distinguish that.
Correct. Mind, right. Mm-hmm. So that's he brings over here. The chazish is medai from Moshe Nataz. The kibush shadikar shatikar b'shkiva raise a mutter, raise a kosh.
Even though it's not not flat, quote unquote.
Well, the top is flat, but the sides are at the top is flat. But the fact itself is the top is flat and the sides are at a curve. We're accepting a curve in the sides. The only reason why it's a problem is the whole thing is a curve. Now we're saying that's problematic. Because then where does the side post end and the top part start? Yeah. Over here you have a clear, because this is straight across. So you hold that sculpture. Let's hold it here. We'll start shooting some of the game after.